Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey, hey, welcome to America Tonight. Boy, sad to say, right at the top, a report of two New York City police officers shot on Monday in the Bronx. Both are expected to survive. That's the good news, the only good news in that scenario. I've been talking about this and talking about the police officers that I've spoken to in different parts of the country, from the east to the west and all these spots in between. Many of you have contacted me, but don't want to come on the show for fear of reprisals from your own departments, but are telling me that you're discussing big concerns over being targeted and feeling like now more than ever, police have a target on their back. And that's where we begin. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you on America Tonight. That's a slice of the buzz in the backyard, a sad, sad slice. I mean, we just got through with the last funeral of the two police officers that were shot in New York City on December 20th. And here we go. Just a few weeks later, we're talking about it again. I mean, it was just Win Jin Lu's service that drew 10,000 people in the streets and everybody in blue that you could possibly find. And now to hear of this story is just absolutely awful. Obviously, anything that I get as far as the information on this, I will tell you. I know for sure when it happened, I was being somebody linked me something immediately. It was somebody I knew in New York, and I'm sure many of you were hearing this as it happened, but they were shot very late into the night. They were responding to a robbery call at a store. They had a description of the suspect. When they went to pull over a car, they were shot, one in the elbow, the other in the back. The shooter is still at large somewhere. It might have suffered a gunshot wound because they shot back. They roped off the area, you know, threw up the yellow police tape as soon as they could. A ton of officers responded. I mean, anytime you hear a cop is down in any situation, officers automatically go to whatever that scene is. And it's a rough neighborhood, they say. And it's, you know, it's been rough for decades where they were in the Bronx. And robberies are pretty common and there are shootings. So, you know, you think about this, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has anything to do with the tensions and what's been happening, but your mind does go there. So, you know, it's still very fresh, the wound of the two cops who were killed that I just mentioned, Wen Jin Liu and his partner, Rafael Ramos. And it's created a lot of problems between the mayor's office and the cops in New York City. So, because a lot of officers are accusing the mayor of encouraging or stirring the pot is probably a better way to put that anti-police fervor because of his support of protests against police brutality. Tens of thousands, and we know this, had gone to the streets after the death of Eric Garner during that encounter that led to the I Can't Breathe shirts and all that whole movement and everything with Garner's encounter with the white police officer in July. So at the funeral, even for Ramos and Liu, a lot of people turned their backs. Many of the cops turned their backs as de Blasio spoke. That's unheard of, even not agreeing with policy and all that kind of stuff. You would never see that. So then you wonder, as Don says, is this a copycat situation or is this simply a robbery gone awry in the Bronx? The thing that I would say is that they were responding to this robbery call. They had a description, but when they went to pull over a car, they were shot. That's the one thing that I would question in this. It's easy to jump to conclusions. Let's just say we do know for sure tensions are pretty high across the country. I'll say it again. Many of you have contacted me, told me about the concern that, you know, often in some of your departments are saying, hey, throw on a vest. Some of the calls, you wonder about some of the calls and pulling people over. Is it an ambush? There's more conversation about ambushes and things happening to cops. And this was definitely unheard of because you didn't want to kill a cop. You didn't want to go after a cop Because, first of all, you were trying to get away with whatever it was you're trying to get away with. So you want no law enforcement all over you. But you never wanted to do that because that meant massive time. It meant the blue wall smashed down on your head. But now that doesn't seem to matter. And we certainly can't point to everything as being a result of Eric Garner and the Michael Brown shooting. But it is where you think it goes when there doesn't seem to be anything connected to it, and especially New York, because of all the places, I mean, I would almost venture to say, just based on people that I've talked to, at this point, New York, even thicker the tension in some ways, in some areas, with the police, etc., than in Ferguson, Missouri, if that's possible, because we know that's been a wild kind of tsunami, like a wild wave that rides in and then kind of pulls back. So brutal way to start this, unfortunately. We'll keep our eye on that story and let you know. And you have to really feel, I think you do, I think you have to feel for the cops, even if you have a chip on your shoulder or you had a bad incident with a police officer. Who are you calling when something goes down? Who are you calling when there's a kick door robber? That happened to me. Boom. Police responded immediately. They were awesome. I do have police officers in my family, on my husband's side of the family. However, regardless of that, previous to that, several times I've had things happen. I had a car stolen. The police were all over it. This happened in Santa Maria, California. They were awesome. Helped me out, found the car, did everything they could to help. And I've had friends in situations where police have helped, even a friend in a sad domestic violence situation. So, you know, listen, like in any spot in life, in any kind of group, any kind of professional group, anybody that's in charge, especially if you're thinking, you know, of law enforcement, of course there's going to be some bad cops. Of course there's going to be cops that have their own baggage they're carrying around and maybe throwing that down on other people. But there's so many that are good. You don't want to see them start to tumble out of the biz, because how difficult is it going to be to replenish really good police officers? We already went through a shortage of police in many areas because the budget wasn't there. The last thing you want is to chase them right out of the profession. So this is a serious concern, I think, across the board in the United States. If that many people are hitting me up in emails and sending me examples of what's going on in their precincts, I'm going to say it's pretty bad. Really, really bad. I'm going to segue into something different because this story is just absolutely heartbreaking and shocking, but it's life, right? So a small plane crashes and you have a family on board, and who survives? Whole family just completely wiped out. The 7-year-old daughter, Sailor Gutzler, walks away from the crash, goes for help, but her entire family is lost in the crash. She is the sole survivor of a plane crash that instantly kills her parents, her sister, and her cousin. Think back to when you were 7 and how you felt when you were 7. Can you imagine having to grapple with something like that? Oh, my, oh, my. It happened on Friday, by the way. They went down in western Kentucky. The plane was upside down. She managed to make her way out, walk 3/4 of a mile to the Pacific in the dark through very rough terrain, and navigated her way to safety. Unbelievable. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call,
we're gonna dive into the politics that wash out of Washington and often flood our backyard. Some of it we don't like, right? And some of it is pretty interesting as we look to what's going to happen in 2015. And I think a massive turnaround or a massive stall. It's either going to be all or nothing, baby. But I was talking about just briefly there what would happen to the two police officers and the fact that right now they're going to survive. It's okay. It's not okay what happened, but it's great that they're not in a situation where they're critical and they're fighting for their lives. But in the meantime, there's a Ferguson grand juror who is suing the prosecutor. How interesting is that? I mean, the plot just thickens in what happened there in the summertime. And in fact, both of the incidents that have caused a chain reaction across the United States of different sorts happened in the summer. The New York situation actually happened before, but it was the indictment that wasn't handed down that led to the New York protest over Eric Garner's police officer that subdued him, that they say was in a chokehold, was the I can't breathe. And the grand juror in Ferguson wants a gag order lifted and is accusing the prosecutor, Robert McCullough, of mischaracterizing the case. I think that's pretty darn huge. I want to know more. I can tell you that it's pretty tough to dig up the info on this. I mean, it's, you know, we're talking about it, but this juror really, really says, yeah, a lot of this was misrepresented. So it has me buzzing as to what does that mean, that it's misrepresented. Clearly, after what happened in Ferguson, the thing that I pulled out of that, and maybe many of you did too, is that the eyewitness accounts didn't add up, that forensically it didn't make any sense what some of the eyewitnesses were saying, so they recanted their descriptions of what went on, what they saw when that went down between the officer, then officer, Wilson, and Michael Brown when that happened. And that really is what so much of it seemed to hinge on. But there was information that we weren't privy to. So that's part of that whole gag order. Lift the gag order. I mean, I think it's fair. It should be all access now, especially with the way the world has reacted to this. Why can't we know some of the other specifics that happened? I want to know what he's talking about. I want to know more specifics on that. Let's put it that way. Definitely. I mentioned Washington, D.C., and what's coming out of Washington and what we can expect, I think, in 2015, some obvious things. We know the Keystone Pipeline, right? There's going to be a big vote on that. But here's the thing. Ultimately, the president has to sign this. So is he on board? Is he off board? There was a time when Obama, it seemed like, was just going to rubber stamp this. And then all of a sudden, it turned in a different direction. And it turned in a different direction because you had environmentalists who were saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you kidding me with the groundwater? What studies are you talking about? Are you sure those studies went deep enough? Because if you remember, it was really being signed off on. People forget that, okay, the Keystone Pipeline didn't necessarily have massive controversy attached to it until there were protests outside of the White House. Once that happened, then the environmental studies that were already bought, paid for, done 100 times over weren't good enough. So there had to be more studies that were ordered. I mean, and hey, listen, of course you have to do the impact of studies, but they did them again and again and again and again. So the Republicans want to light this baby up. They're ready to roll on the Keystone Pipeline, especially with you, when you see what's happening across the world with oil prices plunging. I mean, we have the oil, you know, talk about what you could possibly do with what you would get out of Canada. And the jobs. I mean, here's the thing. There are jobs that would be immediately attached to this. So there's going to be legislation really in both chambers to say, let's go. Let's start laying the lead. Let's put this baby down. We've been talking about this for way too long. Let's just go with this. We have the studies. So let's make it happen. And this would be a jobs thing. Even if it's temporary jobs, it'd be high-paying temporary jobs. And I know I get a lot of abuse for where I stand on the Keystone Pipeline. You have no idea the negative mail I get. I got this one a while ago from a guy named Alan who said, Kate, you seem like such a smart woman. Are you somehow inhaling secondhand marijuana smoke in the great state of Texas that has led you to believe that the Keystone Pipeline is the right way to go? You have to be kidding, sister, because it's not in your backyard. You don't care. Talk about screwing America. That's what all those morons would do in Washington. And maybe it's because I've seen the overlay, the studies, moving the pipeline away from a controversial area in Nebraska, knowing how much pipe is underneath all of us right now. So you got 71 new members from both parties that are in D.C. Their shoes are shined. They're ready to roll. The new Congress is going to tackle all kinds of things, and this pipeline is going to be one of them. It could have a really big impact in the United States. But the bottom line is, so if it goes through the chambers, it still has to be rubber stamped by the president. And what would it take for him to say yes? These are the studies, or these are extra studies that we've seen on what systems are in place, how do we protect it, all that kind of stuff. So I think it passes in the chambers. Not so sure what happens at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. By the way, and I tried to target this, how many jobs would it create? Because that number fluctuates depending on who's being interviewed. And, geez, what station and where it's planted they're being interviewed. But the best that I can get from anyone is it's over 40,000 construction jobs. And I'm going to buy that. That it's over 40,000 construction jobs that would be filled if there was this Keystone XL oil pipeline. So a Senate bill is going to be filed on Tuesday. The House will vote on Friday. And Republicans are really pushing this. And there are some Democrats that will support it. There are Democrats that are on board. They've seen the studies. They like it. And then there are floating amendments. Remember, it's all about the art of the deal in D.C. It's all about looking good, being reelected, and the art of the deal. Not to be cynical, but having covered politics for long enough, this is what happens. So these floating amendments could affect a deal, but that's what it's about. So probably it goes through and then stops at 1600 Pennsylvania, probably. But there are other things that are of massive importance to us. So that's 40,000 plus jobs. And maybe you say, well, geez, a pipeline. Think of the accidents. Think of the groundwater. Think of the problems. And I'll say this again, maybe because I've seen how airtight the environmental studies are. Absolutely. If a nuclear bomb was dumped on the pipeline, oh, it's exploding. It's gone. But the protections around it, at least from all of the designs that I've seen, I think the layers are just incredibly thick. Besides the pipeline, because that's happening right now. And the votes and all that stuff is happening. And there's some Democratic support. There's also, I think, going to be a big push, and we know this isn't a secret, for changes to Obamacare. And the president, and people forget this too, the president has said he's open to letting Congress work with the Affordable Care Act. I mean, he's saying, yeah, it's not perfect. Nothing's perfect. It's a giant piece of legislation. So have at it. And there are some areas of big concern to people, like the medical device taxes, like the work week, 40-hour work weeks versus 30-hour work weeks. That's changed, especially in the restaurant business, how people were covered by insurance. That's up for grabs. And I think Obama would sign off on that one, by the way, but it depends on how you balance it out. Hang with us.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So it's 2015 and you're listening to America Tonight. Are you dreaming about going anywhere? Taking a trip to, I don't know, Mexico, Honduras, England, Spain? How about just across the northern border to Canada? Maybe some place that you haven't thought about in a long time, one of the cool spots in the United States. Maybe you want to see one of the great monuments. Don't a lot of us have wanderlust? I think I was born with wanderlust. So excited about our next guest who's in our virtual green room, Russell Hannon, BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. You can check him out there. And he is the ultimate guy to speak to at a party. He's probably the most popular because he knows how to wheel and deal and do that breaking the travel barrier thing. So that's a perfect website. And this publication is his big publication that's come out, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. So a big year for Russell, needless to say. Hey, Russell, how are you?
Wonderful, Kate. Thank you for having me tonight.
So we met in New York, and I have to ask you this question. How did you jump into this? Did you start finding all these cool ways to beat the system and save money, and you thought, man, I'm doing this for a living?
Well, you know what? what going back a number of years ago is I felt I couldn't afford to travel. I really wanted to, and I felt travel was just expensive. And I would spend months at a time saving up for a trip. Then I'd actually go and I'd come back and spend more months paying off the balance. And I'd come back with the big credit card bills, and I'll never forget I had a $2,100 cell phone bill after a trip, my first international trip abroad. And I made the mistake of just thinking that travel was inherently expensive. So ironically, in my day job, I worked as a lean management professional, and my job was to basically find ways to get more using less. And I said, there's got to be a way I can apply this for travel, using less money, essentially. And so I looked for ways to leverage a lot of the great tips that we do get from traditional travel literature, and I looked for ways to leverage them together to really multiply my savings. And I spent years doing this. So basically, I've just got a collection of ways that you can travel economically.
So what's the best place that you've ever been to? That you got the best deal, your favorite place that you were, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, in terms of best deals, I have pulled off just about a dozen free trips over the last 7 to 8 years. And a lot of them, I've done them in different ways. And there's ways that business travelers can pull off free trips, students travelers, very different things that can be done. And by prioritizing places where you know people that you can stay with, looking at all alternative accommodations through travel hospitality, home swapping, those sorts of things. In reality, there's thousands of people who can travel free every day, and there's no reason why on some of those days that you or I can't be one of them.
All right, so give us some tips. What are a couple of tips that people don't know about that they could probably use to their advantage?
Okay, well, a few little things. Let's just say with booking flights, for example, something mm-hmm. that a lot of people don't know is that if you run a search for a flight on a Mac computers have at times returned slightly higher fares than identical searches run on Windows computers. So we're not talking big money here, but small variances. And the theory behind this is when you do a search, actually, websites can see what sort of computer you're using. And there's a theory that people with Apple computers may have more disposable income, which is a total overgeneralization. but the next thing is there is no one website that will give you the best price 100% of the time. But there are a few websites that return better prices more often on average than others. The three that I recommend, one of them is hipmunk.com. That's chipmunk without the C, skyscanner.com, and kayak.com. And when we look at how we can leverage those things is once you've found the best fare, a lot of websites actually have best price guarantees. So you can go to those websites that will not only match the best price, but they'll also offer you a credit that you can use on a future flight with them. For example, Delta, JetBlue, United, and Alaska Airlines will all match a best price and give you a $100 credit that you can use for a future flight.
Wow. So hipmunk.com.
Yes,
right?
That's the first website that I always go to when I'm booking a flight. And, you know, I'm going down to Houston next week, and this is a business trip. My boss had booked a flight down there from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and he paid about $1,600. And then I went and booked one for about $577 return. And even better, I'm connecting through Phoenix, so I'm going to go to Phoenix for the weekend, and I don't have to pay any extra for that. So when I am in Phoenix, I just pay for that part on my own dime. And then I just continue on to Houston afterward.
Yeah, so we know booking is important, the flights and all that. What are some of the biggest mistakes that most travelers step into, they make, that cost them money?
Well, you know, ironically, the biggest mistake a lot of travelers make is really the first decision that we make in planning our trip. And often it's where we decide to go and when. So we want to go to the same places as everyone else at the exact same times. And quite often we're selfish and we want to travel where we want, when we want. But by being flexible, like I have people that come to me and they say, Russ, you know, I'm going to Italy or I'm going to Cancun next month. How can I save money? And they've already decided the dates and they've already booked the flight. And I say, well, sure, there's things we can do to help, but we could do so much more if you were to really open up your options. So what I help people do is I help people just make their bucket list of all the places they want to go to. And there is no one place on earth that you have to see so badly for a vacation that no other will do. So once you've got your list of all your dream travel plan, essentially, is you prioritize the one that's cheapest to visit today. So that's the places where you have someone to stay with or you can get there more economically. And by doing doing that by always going to your bucket list destination that's least expensive visit today. You're traveling this year and your next trip significantly cheaper than you would be otherwise if you weren't as intentional with your planning.
All right, so that's a good idea. Put everything down and then work around that and figure out when's the best time to be there and all that kind of thing when you don't have to pay twice as much, which that's true. It depends on when you go. How about when you go to hotels and they try to charge you for the internet? This is a big scam, I think, because there's other hotels that you go to and you don't get charged for the internet, but then there's others that want to charge you 10, 20, 35, whatever it is. It's crazy.
You know, when I read the newspaper now, I can sense that travelers are just livid with we're just getting overwhelmed and bombarded with surcharges and fees everywhere, and with hotels specifically, a lot of people are deciding they're choosing their hotels based on ones that will offer internet included with the room. Now, with that, there are some chains. Myself, I stick with chains that automatically offer free Wi-Fi. Holiday Inn, for example, February 1st, the Hyatt is going to waive all internet charges, and it'll be complimentary. And now, there's also some hotels, they only offer the free internet to their rewards members, and sometimes to the gold level members. So, for example, Marriott, Starwood, and Hilton. If you're enrolled in their programs and you do have a priority status, then you will get free internet as well. Now, the next thing that's happening is some of them are offering free internet, but it's the slow version, and you have to pay for a quicker connection. But you know, what I recommend is, until everyone starts doing this, this can quite often work. When you're checking out, just mention, I had some real important work to do, and then my connection was sporadic, it was cutting off, it wasn't consistent, it was slow. Quite often they'll waive the fee if you do that, until the day comes that everybody starts doing that.
I like it. How about the bag fees? You roll up and you got to pay $50. You got to pay however much if you have kids with you, other family members. Is there a way to dance around that?
There are four ways to dance around that, and so you can pick the one that's best for you. Something that I love that not many people know about is you can get a luggage jacket from jacktogo.com, and this is actually a bag that you can actually put, instead of using a suitcase, you put everything in this luggage jacket, and when you get to the airport, actually, you unfold it, and it unravels into a, looks like a trench coat for men, and there's a version for women. It's actually a big poofy dress, but it's actually your suitcase, so you can actually just walk onto the plane, you put it on as your jacket or as your dress, and then for women you put it over your clothes, and then you take it off and you get on the plane, ravel it back up as a bag. Now, once you get to the plane, actually, if it is a bit too big, usually they'll just take it and they'll actually just check it in for you, or they'll put it on the plane, and once you're actually there, you're not going to get charged the fee. So Jack2Go is one of those fascinating things that not many people have seen, but you go to the website and you can actually see a video. I think it's quite hilarious. You see the guy put it on and walk through the airport. Now, some people don't want to do that, so if that's the case, there are a number of credit cards that do come with a free checked bag benefit. For example, a number of the Chase credit cards and American Express cards offer those. So you have to book, quite often everybody's booking their flights online anyway. So if you're doing that and you've got a credit card that has a free checked bag benefit, you can get around it. Third, there's a website, kayak.com, actually has a list of all the airlines that do charge check bag fees and those that don't. So you can look for, there are still some airlines that don't charge check bag fees.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Also, we have a couple of minutes left, but I know you like the same things I like, those cool pools and the skyline views. Are there good places? I mean, there's awesome places to go that you can get that, but usually it costs a fortune. Where can I go where I can get that?
Well, a few things. I just got back from the Philippines recently, and I was amazed to see that it had everything that the Caribbean had, and literally it was about 75% to 80% less expensive. I was on the island of Boracay. Of course, you have to get there, but using my little system on how to beat the best online fare, I was able to fly there for about $850, and this luxury hotel for about $48 a night U.S., which would be five times more in the Caribbean, $12 a night for meals, for kebabs and alcohol. I also recommend, right now, off-season or winter right now, Europe is very inexpensive.
Europe.
Euro is low, so consider going there. And actually, British Airways has a Chase credit card for people who sign up to it. They offer 50,000 EVOs just for signing up.
Wow.
And that's for a return trip to Europe. So just fly there and back.
Russell,
so,
sounds great. All that information. We're up against it. I want to go now. Thank you. Stop dreaming. Start traveling. Russell Hannon, we appreciate it. Hang with us, everybody.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Flacco, the throw, pressure comes, steps away. Now he reverses his field, goes back to the left, throws back left corner of the end zone. It is caught, it is Torrey Smith, and it's a touchdown.
That's complete.
Baltimore leads it 19-9 as Joe Flacco buys time and finds Torrey Smith for six.
He receives tight right. Newton in the gun with Fozzie Whitaker to his right. Newton takes a snap. Screen, right side Whitaker. 45, cuts back left at the 40. A little bit of room. 35 to the 30. Left side 25, 20. Sideline to the 15. 10, 5. Touchdown, Carolina! Fozzie Whitaker goes 39 yards. On the screen. Went right, broke it back against the grade for six. Lindley, big play fake on a throw. Throws intercepted! He tried to get it to Larry Fitzgerald. Luke Kuechly with the pick. What a terrible throw!
Second and 10. Luck steps up in trouble. Luck throwing on the move. End zone.
Oh, it's caught! Dante Moncrief over the shoulder grab for the touchdown. How did Andrew Luck do it? Magic! Indianapolis extends the lead as Luck extends the play.
Two receivers off to the left, two to the right. Dalton, look out.
Dalton hit from the blind side. Ball is free. Knocked around.
Both teams trying to jump on it. The Colts have it. Indianapolis delivers the knockout punch on defense.
Third and goal at the 8, in the gun, 4 wide, shotgun snap to Romo, cocks his right arm, looks right, looks left, backpedal, steps, now he's being chased, sets in
fires a pass, caught for the touchdown. A chest-high catch in the back of the end zone, underneath the crossbar. Grabbed by Terrence Williams, and the Cowboys have taken the lead with 2.5 to go on third and goal of the eight.
In the gun, Stafford. He looks left, wipes his hands, he points right. Steps, shotgun snap, steps in the pocket, good block by the left tackle, he's taken down. The ball is free, it's recovered on a fumble. It's recovered on the play by DeMarcus Lawrence. The Cowboys have just recovered a fumble by Detroit quarterback Matthew Stafford.
My oh my, what a way to end the week on a controversial call as the Cowboys in that final NFC wildcard game on Sunday knock off the Lions 24-20. A lot of referees, former referees coming out and on all kinds of shows talking about what happened and the referees picking up the flag on what looked to be a pass interference on Dallas. I can tell you, since I'm in the satellite facility of the Genesis Communications Network, GCN, that in Dallas, the people are talking about it, but they're saying, listen, there were missed calls on the other side of this, too, so too bad, so sad. You know, initially, you had a Cowboy linebacker flagged for pass interference. Moments later, changed to no penalty. It was a bumbled call. There was no question about that. It was a missed call, but there were other missed calls in this. They took the best referees, rewarded them, put them in this important game, but they had never worked together. So, go figure, right? Now, so as you look at the finals of some of these games, and you heard the great work there by Matt Johnson, and thanks to Westwood One for those highlights, the Ravens beat the Steelers 30-17. Nobody nailed the score. So just so you all know, we are nailing the score throughout the playoffs. That'll happen in our Wednesday into Thursday show, depending on your time zone. So it'll be the second hour last segment. I'll say it again, second hour last segment, because we had to move them earlier because of the holiday, but it'll be Wednesday into Thursday coming up this week. Nobody got that the Ravens knocked off the Steelers 30-17. Nobody was really close to that score, and almost all of us picked the Steelers. The Panthers, you heard there, Panthers and Cardinals. Panthers get by 27-16, and of course the Colts do their damage to the Bengals 26-10, and I mentioned the Cowboys, and they storm back because at one point they are trailing 20-7. The next thing you know, they reel off enough that they're back in it, and they live to play another day. They live to play another day, however, in Green Bay and at Lambeau Field. So what do you think Lambeau Field is going to be like? And not that the Cowboys haven't been there before, but it's going to be a very tall task, needless to say. So you have the Ravens who meet the Patriots. They go through Foxborough, and that game is on Saturday. 4:30 it kicks. And then the night game on Saturday, you've got the Panthers and the Seahawks in Seattle. Seattle has given up like 10.5 points, and they're getting no love, the Panthers. On Sunday, the early game is the Cowboys at Lambeau. The Green Bay is a 6.5 point favorite. And then the Colts and the Broncos. And in this one, Denver has given up 7 points. So we're rolling through the playoffs, and if I were a betting person, which I'm not, I would pick the Packers, the Broncos, the Seahawks, and the Patriots. I'd pick all the favorites to win this week. Stranger things have happened, and all of these teams, any given Sunday, there is the possibility of losing. So you have the AFC Divisional Playoffs and the NFC Divisional Playoffs. Somebody who was involved in football mightily because he was one of the cornerstone anchors at ESPN for such a long time, over 20 years. Stuart Scott lost his battle with cancer the other day, dying at the age of 49. There's no way, if you watch sports of any sorts, even just to catch a few highlights of your favorite team, that you could not have come across his work. Here's a little snippet of some of the good stuff of Stuart Scott.
Hi again. Thanks for letting SportsCenter flow alongside Rich Eisen. I'm Stuart Scott. Knowing that eventual Super Bowl champs are 31-3-1 all time on opening day, we begin with baseball. Wait, NFL fans, don't hate. Top five. Booyah! Royce Clayton takes Juan Guzman out. Royce, slow your roll, kid. It's only his fifth homer of the year, but he rushed it and crushed it 423 feet.
Yeah, and you know what? He was such a staple and worked with everyone from Dan Patrick on down back in those days that, like I said, you would have seen him on the tube doing a game or whatever. He had stomach cancer. He got it in, was diagnosed in 2007, so really had chemotherapy, surgeries, and all those kinds of things, and then eventually, in the end, it got him. But he left his mark, that's for sure, on the sports world, and his friends would say in so many other ways, too. He had two daughters that he was very, very fond of. I mentioned this on a previous show. I didn't know him well, but I had some brushes with him, and he was really a funny, nice guy a couple of times in a press box, and he was friendly. He was not doing the big-time thing that he was at ESPN and wasn't talking to other people from other markets. He was very, very, very friendly. And I understand from other people that he was also very helpful to those who wanted to get into the business and would send him emails or notes or whatever. He tried to get back to everybody, and, you know, good for him. Like I said, he certainly left his mark without a doubt on more than just the sports world. And another quick reminder, because I get so many emails about this. Yes, I'll say it again. I've already said it once, but nail the score. Wednesday into Thursday, you don't have to know anything about football. It's a guessing game. It's like lottery. It's bingo. It's a game of chance, perhaps. A game will be chosen of the games that are on the board, and all you have to do is pick the winner of that game and what the score is going to be. Wouldn't it be a bummer you picked the right score, but you picked the wrong team? That has never happened in the entire time that we've had some fun with this whole nail the score thing. So rest assured, I doubt that it will happen this weekend either. I don't think that we're going to see that happen. And for all the people in Los Angeles, and there were a few of you, Jack, John, and also Amy, sent me emails about what did I think about the L.A. Stadium, that these plans, the rumor is that they're going to go forward with it. The St. Louis Rams heading back to L.A., they're saying maybe in 2016. And, yeah, the Rams owner, they've got together, he got together with a couple of other people and owns land, 60 acres of land in Inglewood that's right next to the Forum and Hollywood Park. So they're talking about building an NFL stadium there. I'm not shocked by this. I was very shocked about the Rams moving to St. Louis in the first place, and they've been whining in Los Angeles they want a team. But will the people go and watch the Rams? The project is going to include a stadium of up to 80,000 seats, they say. And it's going to be giant. It's going to be a palace in Los Angeles, kind of like Jerry's World is in Arlington, Texas. Any thoughts on the show? You know, 24/7. You can send them to me, americatonight.net. Booyah!
Human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.